This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. This year, something happened at the Academy Awards that had not happened since 1964. All the winners for Best Acting were from outside the United States. Daniel Day-Lewis and Tilda Swinton are British. He won Best Actor for There Will Be Blood. She won Best Supporting Actress for Michael Clayton. French actress Marion Cotillard won the Oscar for Best Actress in La Vie en Rose. And Spain's Javier Bardem won Best Supporting Actor in No Country for Old Men. Hollywood is increasingly looking outside America's borders for stars and profit. Jonathan Taplin is a professor at the USC Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Southern California. He says that today, about 54% of the ticket sales for Hollywood studios now come from outside the United States. For the last 3 months of 2007, foreign sales totaled about $880 million. But there is fierce competition for each movie dollar. Hollywood has lost market share in some places as other countries develop their own film industries. For example, in the mid-80s, American films had 80% of the market in South Korea. Today, that share is about 40%. Hollywood also faces competition from illegally copied movies, a major issue to the Motion Picture Association of America. The trade group estimated more than $18 billion in worldwide losses from piracy in 2005. Hollywood reporter Alan Silverman says, piracy has influenced how American movies are released. In the past, Hollywood studios waited months after the American release of a film to release it in foreign markets. Now, many aim to release films at the same time around the world. Foreign markets may also influence how people get their movies. Different nations have different levels of technology. Efforts to settle on the next generation DVD got a lot of attention recently. Sony's Blu-ray technology for high-definition televisions won the competition with Toshiba's HD DVD format. Yet, DVD sales have dropped in recent years. This may be a sign that people are increasingly getting their movies off the Internet. The Internet is another front in Hollywood's war on piracy. But more than that, it presents complex business questions for an industry now built mostly on DVD and ticket sales. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.